So glad that you decided to stop by today and listen to the blog titled The Tiny Turns Giant. Here we go. For some, it seems as if it's extra easy to go there. You know, the stressing, the whining, the complaining, the negativity. But I wonder, for those who so easily find something to complain and stress about, is it legitimate? Or are they self-programmed to stress about everything? Today, for their 1,000th time, my dogs did their I'm extra happy thing after they finished eating. After a meal, they often celebrate with full-out passion and joy. It's their doggy roll, four legs fully extended to the ceiling, backs and heads are rubbing quickly back and forth on the floor, funny snorting noises coming from their little faces. They are happy dog souls. It's their I love life celebration, and it's my magical privilege to watch for my 1,000th time. Of course, it's a tiny thing, but I believe when we keep our eyes seeing, our brains noticing, and our hearts feeling the tiny good things, we prevent our thoughts from getting stuck on the negative. They're the tinies. They keep eyes seeing the good. They keep thoughts thinking the positive. They keep hearts feeling the gratefulness. When we get good at soaking up life's tinies, we found an ancient secret to loving life more. Yeah, today I had the magical privilege of watching two 13-year-old happy chihuahuas celebrate the morning breakfast. And from where you're reading, that may seem like a tiny thing to celebrate, but from where I'm writing, the moment filled me with giant joy. And you know what? I'll take that tiny, giant combination every day. Want some extra good news to guide your day? If we look for the tiny, magical moments, they're guaranteed to be there. And that's giant. If you want to live with less stress and whining and complaining and negativity, may you create a great day. May you notice the tinies in your life, and may you help others do the same. Thank you for listening.